Tisha B'Av is not a feast day. It is more of a commemoration. It is, in fact, the saddest day of the year in the Jewish calendar. It remembers the destruction of the first and the second temple of Jerusalem. As we know, the first temple was ransacked and ruined by the Babylonians, and the second, in year 70 after Christ, was destroyed by the Romans. In both cases, the Jewish sages say that the nation lacked fervor in the Torah study, and especially in the Second Temple era, what greatly contributed to a spiritual downfall was a senseless hatred and mistrust that the scholars and their students had towards one another, which then contributed to a general moral downfall of the society, which ended up in making the wrong decisions, and so the destruction of the whole city of Jerusalem and many of the inhabitants of the land of Israel being exiled. What happens during that period? And so Tisha B'Av is remembered already 3 weeks before it starts. It is a time of mourning that gets stronger or more intense every day. Weddings and haircuts are avoided during that time. And during the 9 days leading up to Tisha B'Av, people do not drink alcohol or eat meat, do not go swimming for recreational purposes, or wear freshly washed clothes. On the Tisha B'Av, there is a strict fast. There's no water or food taken for 25 hours. It is a time of reflection and mourning. Also, sages tell us that Tisha B'Av teaches that every home and every soul is a temple of God. There is no physical temple today, but this does not mean that God's presence has abandoned us. And each one can become a temple of God. Each house can become a sanctuary only if we open our presence, our doors to the presence of God, only if we let Him enter in and transform our environment, our souls. Thank you.